So church, as we were mentioned this morning, this is what we call a Discipleship Sunday. And on Discipleship Sunday, we engage more in a style of learning and teaching and dialogue and conversation with one another. And so if this is new to you, welcome. This is kind of fun and different. And so let's begin. So as we begin our time together this morning, I want to start with an icebreaker question for you. So if you could please turn to some people around you. It's actually not a question, it's an activity. And I would like all of you, kids too, to teach something to someone else next to you in 1 minute each. Now, it could be like, hey, this new noise I discovered I can make with my mouth, or like how to tie your shoe, or change. There's a bunch of prompts that you could use on the screen. So don't be shy. Try to teach each other something. I know the introverts are like, now's the time to go to the bathroom. And see what you come up with in 1 minute. Anything. Think foreign languages. Maybe the handstands are for the kids. But if you can, Derek, then go ahead. Okay. I don't even know if that's a minute, but let's see how we're doing. Okay, all right. I would love to hear one thing that someone taught somebody. All right, Annabelle Worrell. Oh, Annabelle taught her father the lyrics to Golden. I'm going up, 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 this is our moment. Now we're together, we're growing. We're gonna, okay. I know. That is the best song ever. Okay, Bradley, what did you teach early? You learned how to what? Oh, how to say 6-7 in French. So good. All right, what else did we teach? What did we learn? How to double knot a shoe. Yeah, Chad, let's go. That's so tricky. One more. What did you teach? What did you learn? Yes. Mbote. Ozali Malamu? Malamute? Yeah. That's Lingala for hello. We all have an ability to teach each other and to learn from each other. We are in our sermon series, but as we continue in this church, we're here to find and follow Jesus together. And part of following Jesus, as we follow him, as we be with Jesus, we become like Jesus, and we do what Jesus did. And one thing that Jesus did a lot of was teaching. A lot. If we just want to glance at a couple verses, right? Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news. Every day he was teaching at the temple. Every day. He taught crowds and he taught kids and he taught in temples and synagogues and he taught in homes and he taught in boats and he probably taught in a moat and he was constantly teaching. Constantly teaching. And then the early church, to do what Jesus did, right? Did the same thing. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and day after day in the temple courts from house to house, they never stopped teaching. Isn't that amazing? So I would actually like to invite our student speakers. That would be Blake, Anya, and Haley, and we're missing Joby, so I'll just read that one, to come and share with us this morning the verses that you were given to share with the church today. Blake, do you want to go first? You want to go first? Okay, Haley? All right, come on up. Okay, you ready? Okay. All right, Haley worked hard on her verse today. You ready?
A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. Mark 2:13.
Yes,
Haley. Woo! Anya?
Let the wise listen and add to their learning. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5.
Hey, Blake.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Matthew 11:29.
All right, yay! So at youth group, we have a thing where instead of clap, 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 we give like a tight 5 or 4 claps. So there's 3 kids this morning doing our verses. We're going to give a 3 clap. Ready? And. That was tight. I felt really good. I'm not going to lie. That felt really good. All right. Students, I'm going to begin with a conversation with you here on the carpet, and then we're going to invite the adults into it, okay? Okay, you can use that. Okay, so I have two questions. Is, are we teaching? Are we teaching? And are we learning? Okay, so kids, I have a question from you, for you in particular. What's one thing that you learned that was really hard at first, but then got a lot easier? One thing that was really hard at first, but then got easier. Yeah, Haley. Oh, can I see it? Math. Anyone else? Okay. Really hard at first, but it got easier. Okay. What else? What else was really hard at first, but got easier over time? Stephen? What about you? Marion. Jumping! Jumping off of high places. Okay, yes. That's tricky. You have to learn how to, you know, like, land like a cat. Nice. All right. What else did we learn at first? And then it was tricky, but then the more you learned it, the easier it got. Anything else? What's that? Being quiet. Now, that is hot, is really tricky. Hey, it's really tricky for me too. Okay, why do you think it's important to learn? Gwen, Stephen, Clara, Mary, why do you think it's important to learn? Oh, say it again. Because then we'd know nothing when we grew up. We would know. See, like spelling. No with a K. Nothing. Right! Case in point. Okay, so why else? Oh, is this something that you're learning? Reading! So good, Stephen, right? So it's hard at first. Is it getting easier? Yeah, and is it important to learn to read? Yeah. Okay, I have one more question for us on the learning side. Is, if Jesus were here today with you, like right here on this carpet, what would you want Jesus to teach you?
How to do a backflip.
Oh, nice. How to do a backflip. Nice. I think Jesus did lots of backflips. Stephen. Oh, so good. How to do a cartwheel, but without using your hands. Because I bet Jesus could do that. So good. Okay, what's one thing that you would like Jesus to teach you? Anyone else? I kind of want to know how to walk on water. Yeah, who else? Yeah. Okay. All right, and then I have another couple questions here on the teaching side for our kids, and then we'll engage the rest of our crew here today. Who do you like to teach things to? Do you like to teach things to other people? Who do you like to teach things to, Haley? Your friends. We like to teach our friends. Okay, what else? Who else do we like to teach things to? Do you guys teach your parents things? Yeah, Stephen.
Our family.
You teach your family? That's so good. Okay. Yeah. Do you like to teach people the things that you learn?
I'm just sitting right here.
Sometimes?
I'm just sitting right here.
Yeah, you can stay right there. Okay, and why do you think we should teach each other things? Yeah, Haley.
So then other people can learn what you know.
That's amazing. So then other people can learn what you know. I can't write that. That's so great. So good. So thank you, kids. So I'm going to continue our conversation with you all here and with the rest of us. And so back to the first question. We're talking about learning and the significance of learning and the invitation that God gives us to constantly learn, devote ourselves to it. What's one thing about God that you have learned recently? And remember, it doesn't have to be brand new in the fact that we relearn and relearn things about God every day. Like, I just relearned that God gives wisdom when I ask him for it this week. What about you? What are you learning about God recently? Yes, Anna.
He has lots of grace.
Oh, that God has grace. Lots of grace. Amens?
Amen.
Lots of grace. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing to learn and relearn about God. What else are we learning about God recently? From scripture, from prayer, from a friend. Yeah, Sarah.
He likes to fix broken things.
So good. I'm not going to write about it. He likes to fix broken things. He likes to fix broken things. Amen. 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 Stephen?
He takes away our sins.
He takes away our sins. So good. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Rebecca?
I was talking to my daughter this week, and she was like, well, I bet so-and-so knows everything. And I looked at her, and I said, well, no one knows everything except one person. And I'm like, who do you guys feel? It must be God.
I love that. So she's saying, not everyone knows everything. Not one person knows everything except for one person. Must be God. Yes. So good. I love that. So we learned that this is one of our students here today is not here today, is Joby. He loves to talk about how God is omniscient. So there's that fancy word of knowing everything, right? I love that about Joby. Yes. Oh, John, you had a hand. I saw it. Nope. just scratching my... Yes, yes.
Blessings come in little things like notes.
Oh, I love that. Blessings come from God in little things like notes, right? God's presence in the small things of life that makes such a deep impact in our hearts. So good, so good. Yeah. What about who are the people in your life that you are learning from? Who are you learning from? Stephen.
My sister Gwen.
Oh, my sister Gwen. High five, Gwen. Teacher. You're just going to call her teacher now. Haley, who are you learning from?
Learning from God.
You're learning from God. That is beautiful. So good. Who are we learning from? Annabelle.
My mom's actually a pastor, which is pretty cool.
See, no, she didn't say she was learning anything, though. Yeah, have you noticed that? Who are we learning from? Beth. Your grandchildren! Children are the best teachers. So good. I invited Alex to actually share who he is learning from. Kyle, where's our running mic? Oh, you got it. So, yeah, because we've been engaging in conversations about a particular learning that Alex and Amy have been doing together, so I invited him just to say a word about that. Yeah, stand where you are.
So I can stand up. For those who don't know me, I'm Alex Robichaux. My wife, the lovely Amy Robichaux, has ditched me today. So you'll be hearing only from myself, which I think is fantastic. I'm one of the youth group leaders here with my wife. We've been doing youth group for a couple years. Something and someone that we are learning from is the Bema podcast. Yeah. This is a podcast that we've been listening to actually for a couple years. You can find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whichever tickles your fancy. Bema is a unique podcast in the way that it examines scripture from an Eastern perspective, right? Most of us have grown up with a Western perspective here in the United States and take a empirical or scientific view of scripture. Mm. What Bema does is Bema looks at things from the Eastern perspective, which is the culture and the time and the place, right, that the Bible was originally written and the group that it was written for. And so what Bema does is it challenges us to look at the Bible from that perspective, to ask questions from that perspective, and to then learn about Scripture with that understanding that it might not make sense for our Western point of view, but from an Eastern perspective, there are parts of the Bible that we might be missing in terms of the story mm-hmm. or information about God we might overlook.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Three clap for Alex. Wait, ready? Oh, no. Okay, ready? And... Thank you so much. Yeah, so I have been, through Alex and Amy, they introduced me to Bema, and I have been starting to listen to this. And I've been in a lot of classes, guys, and this is just blowing my mind and expanding scriptures in incredibly powerful and rich and deep ways. Always, yeah, learning. Yeah, Stephen. Who are you learning?
From my brain.
I learn from my brain. That's so good. Yes, yeah. So as we wrap up our learning section, before we talk about teaching... But I just wanted to say, as Alex had shared about this different perspective, is a long time ago, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, one of my vocational coaches told me to take a picture of my bookshelf. And he said, take a picture of your bookshelf and I want to see it. Well, okay, that was weird, whatever. So I take a picture, send it to him, and he says, it's a lot of Chuck Swindoll in here, which is great, love him, okay. But he's like, your bookshelf is kind of one demographic. From one region, from one denominational strain, from one type of voice. He's like, in 2, 3, 4 years, I want to see your bookshelf looking like Revelation 7:9, which is a verse in scripture that gives us a vision of heaven that says, in the glory of God, in the fullness of heaven, every tribe and every nation and every tongue will be giving glory to God together. So I had this challenge, and I started reading new things and listening to new teachers and listening to different preachers from different ethnicities, from different countries, different men and women, young, old, different abilities, disabilities, economic positions, physical abilities, and different time periods. You know what happened to me? Just transformed my life. Because instead of just this one comfortable, narrow way of understanding God, I now was entering into more of this broadness of this vision of who God is. And I would like to say that who we are learning from deeply shapes who we are becoming. Who we're learning from deeply shapes who we are becoming. And so if we learn from a lot of people, we have Gwen, we're learning from Gwen, we're learning from our brains, we're learning from moms, we're learning from grandkids and stuff, but if we continue to expand that out, church, if we continue to learn, especially from the voices from the margins, and those aren't typically at the table of power, we are going to be discipled into a fuller picture of the gospel and a fuller picture of who God is. And so I want to just invite us into that challenge, is how can we continue to press into what it looks like to broaden and expand ourselves out of one way into what it can be like for God to do his work in us in the full witness of scripture that gives us with all the voices. So take a picture of your bookshelf, send it to me. So my questions are for us is, are we inviting different voices of faith to teach us? Are we inviting different voices of faith to teach us? Are we listening to voices who do not sit at the majority table of power? And are we open to new learning? I'm going to ask this question. Is it hard to be open to new learning and different voices? Is it hard? Well, why?
We love confirmation bias.
Oh, we love confirmation bias. Like, oh, yeah, this is what I think. So we're being, okay, it's hard. It stretches us. Why else is it hard? Yeah, Lindsay. Challenges are comfort. Absolutely. Yeah. It's hard to be stretched. But again, we want the full, whole vision of the kingdom of God as it works itself out in our life to be there. All right, I'm going to talk about some teaching questions for us today. All right, you ready for some more questions, kids? Okay, this is a big word, but who are the most influential, that'd be like high impact, okay, influential spiritual teachers in your life? Yeah, Haley. God is the, I love these answers. Yes. The most influential spiritual teacher in Haley's life is God. I love it. Yes. Stephen. Your mom. Awesome. High impact. So good. Who are you learning from? Who's teaching you? Who are your most influential spiritual teachers? I want to hear it. What do we got? Yeah. Rebecca.
John Mark Comer.
Yes. So good. Rich and deep. Love it. Yes. Over here. Priscilla Larson. Amen. Amen. Our elders. Yes. Right. Wisdom upon wisdom. Yeah. It's on.
My wife.
My wife. So good. I learned from Letha too. Who are our most influential spiritual teachers? Ralph. Everyone in your small group. What I love about that, Ralph, is you're saying there's not just one teacher and this is the expert, but that everyone is learning from each other as you sit across the table from each other, right? It's amazing. Yes. Yeah. So who are you teaching? Now, it might be harder, right? Because we're like, oh, we're learning. Learning's good. Oh, but who are you teaching? Who are you teaching, Anna?
Friends.
You're teaching friends? Yep. Yeah, and back to Ralph, like they're teaching each other. What else? Who are you teaching actively right now? Co-workers. Great.
Siblings.
Children. Yeah. Who are you teaching about Jesus? Who are you teaching about Jesus right now? My kids. Yeah. So good. Yeah. Love that. What else? Who else are we teaching? Sorry? Neighbors. Way to go. That's getting, yeah, like kids, family, neighbors. Yeah, yeah. Christine. My future daughter-in-law about Jesus. Praise God. That's so good. Yeah. I think this is harder because sometimes we think, I don't know enough. I didn't go to seminary or whatever. I'm not a theologian. I don't have a master's in education. I maybe we feel self-doubt. Yeah, Haley.
I teach my brain.
You teach your own brain. That's so good. I love it. That's like the psalmist who talks to his soul. He's like, come on, let's do this. Yeah. And I think I just want to encourage us all that teaching is something everyone can do. Because if you're walking with Jesus today, and then you're walking with Jesus tomorrow, and the next day, every single day, you are growing in some way in your faith. You know more, a little bit more about who God is today than you did yesterday. And if you know Jesus, you have something to offer someone else about who Jesus is. And we don't have to be experts, right? This is not about who's the pastors or the elders of the church and all this stuff. The gospel belongs to everybody. And Jesus told everybody to go and make disciples of all nations. And this is hard because, again, the self-doubt, right, can come in. But it's how the gospel spreads. I love 2 Timothy 2:2. See, did I get all that? This is hard. All right, 2:3. This is Paul talking to Timothy. He says, the things you heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, I now you need to entrust it to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. So this is so cool. What's happening here is there's Paul who taught Timothy, and then he tells Timothy, entrust what I taught you now to other reliable people, and so it goes. And this is how disciples make disciples who make disciples. It's math, right, Haley? Is it multiplication? Kind of looks like Haley's multiplication board. Mm-hmm. Disciples who make disciples who make disciples. And every morning, the Lord can give you one little thing that you can tell someone else about who God is in your life today. So, I think I lost a question that I had. Let me ask a final question. Two more questions. What might we gain as a church by actively teaching each other? What might we gain as a church by actively teaching each other?
Unity.
Woo. You want to say more? No. That's enough. That's beautiful. Brooke. Reassurance. I love these words. Unity, reassurance, growth,
mission.
So good. Rob.
Broader perspective, broader worldview.
Broader worldview, broader perspectives. Yes. Learning from each other. Yeah.
Insight.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love that. We can draw closer to God. If we are teaching each other, we can draw closer to God. Why else? What else would happen to this body if we actively were in this teaching, learning, pouring into each other? What would this look like?
We become stronger.
Yeah.
Building the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. So I asked Bomimo Anei if she would share a couple words about who she's teaching and the value of pouring in and teaching others, and how, you know, just a little bit about how she came to say yes to God's call in her life to teach in Pine Lake Kids. So would you stand for a minute and share a little bit about that journey for you? Yeah.
All right, great. So yeah. I'm teaching and volunteering in the K to 5 class, not because I have a formal qualifications to teach, but because I am willing to serve and to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And I also had a personal experience growing up of someone that volunteered to teach. Mm. So growing up, we stayed in the, you know, college quarters, and parents were not going to church. Everyone stays in the home and they sit in their houses. And we had a college student. She comes to the quarters every Sunday to spend time with each family. She goes from a house to another, and she talks to us about the Word of God. You know, she talks about the Bible stories. She really, you know, demonstrated it. And every Sunday, we always look forward to Auntie coming back to talk to us about the Word of God. 3 years down the lane, she left college and she graduated. And there was a big vacuum. The kids were asking, where is Auntie? And why is she not coming again to teach us? So a lot of people stayed in faith, you know, trying to read on their own. But my siblings and I told my father, and we said, Father, Daddy, we want to find a church. We want you to find a church to take us to church. And there was a church probably 5 miles away from the home. He said, I'm going to take you to church. So Sunday mornings, he takes us to church, drops us off, and he goes to read papers. And after the papers, he comes back to bring us back home. And that continued over a while. Not knowing that when, after some time, when he finished reading the dailies or papers, he creeps into the church and sits behind the church to listen.
So
after a while, he just told us, when we get home, and he said, what happened in church? And we share our story. He said, yes, I heard that from the pastor. And he also started coming to church. All because a college student volunteered to come to campus to teach us about the Word of God.
Wow.
So what I realized is you don't have to have all the qualifications.
Right.
Your servitude, your attitude to serve and to be a blessing can be of impact to your the people you're talking to now and also in the future. I'm not sure the student knew how much impact he made years ago.
Right, right.
But I'm standing here because she taught me the Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm also teaching that to my children and people I come across.
Amen. So good. Woo! Thank you, Wamimo. Yeah. Let's do a 3-clap for Wamimo also. Ready? Oh, no. Let's try it again. Ready? Thank you. I love so much of that story of just, again, the small impact that one person is making because their attitude was that of service, right? And they poured in, and then look at where we are today. And now you, it's trickled down, and now you are teaching these kids. Are we learning, and are we teaching? So I want to leave us today with these two application questions. What's one step you can take this week to learn something new about Jesus? Maybe it's from scripture. Maybe it's from someone in your life. Sorry, I flipped that. Oh, sorry. No, you were right. What's one thing or one step you can take this week to learn something new about Jesus? What's one step? One step that we are offering you is a resource table in the back. In the back, you will see a lot of books from my shelf, and then on the placards are podcasts that this collective staff put together, and apps for prayer tools, ways that we are engaging learning, and we would love to offer this to you if you're like, hey, I'm going to take this seriously, and I'm going to take one step to learn something new. Head back to that table, and maybe an idea will be there for you. And then who is one person you will teach or share something about Jesus with this week? Who is one person that you will teach or share something about Jesus with this week? And maybe, I don't know if you remember, but a month ago you may have put a name down on one of those little cards that people were going to pray for. Maybe it's that person. Maybe. Pray about that. Church, I would like to leave us with this challenge again, is let's be a church that learns deeply and teaches faithfully. The kingdom of God grows when both are happening together. And we learn not just to gain information. This is what's different than any other classroom that we'd be sitting in, is that as we learn and we engage the Word of God, we're not learning just to be informed. What we are learning about who God is transforms us. We're not just knowing about Jesus. We, through knowing who Jesus is, we start to begin to know who Jesus is. We know Him, the living God. So when we are opening the Bible, yes, it's information and we are learning, but this is the living Word of God. And in that, we are encountering the living God. And so that is my challenge today, is let's get back in it together and with one another and continue as it says in, did I get this verse up on? Someone's going to tell me what verse this is. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Someone who knows their scripture really well is going to tell me what that reference is. No? All right. All right, that's our challenge. Learn that. Come back next week. Tell me where I got that from. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.